The Department of Education has begun a review of the legislation that provides for education for children and young people with special educational needs. The Education for Persons with Special Needs Act 2004, it's often known as the EPSON Act. The department says the purpose of the review is to ensure the legislation on education for students with additional needs is up to date, fully operational and reflective of the living experience of students and families. Now later we'll hear from the Minister with Responsibility for Special Education and Inclusion, Josepha Madigan. But I'm joined now from our Cork studio by Dervil McDonagh, the CEO of Inclusion Ireland. That's the organisation which represents children and adults with intellectual disabilities. You're welcome to Morning Ireland, Dervil. And if we look at this piece of legislation now with us since 2004, is there a gap between what that legislation was designed to do and what it actually has achieved?
Absolutely. And at Inclusion Ireland, I suppose we're calling for three big picture considerations as we embark on the consultation process around the review of the Act. Number one is around the language that's used in the Act. Now, this might seem like a small thing to focus on language, but actually language helps us set the tone and the vision about what we're hoping for as a state around education for children with disabilities. And the Act itself is rife with language like special. And to us, there really is no place in 2022 for that kind of language, because there's nothing special about wanting your child to access their right to education in their local school. So we really need to review that. And special lets us off the hook, because it's like saying that children with disabilities have special requirements, but actually they just have a right to access education. So that really needs to be reviewed as part of this process. And that also gives us an opportunity to define and to understand what inclusive education is all about. We're calling for the Act to be called the Inclusive Education Act, but in that we need people to understand what that means. And there's a lot of myths about inclusive education. It's not about having a child fit into the system as it currently is. It's really about meeting a child where they're at and designing educational supports around their individual needs. So that's one key big picture consideration. And I suppose the second piece to answer your questions about the Act itself, the context has completely changed since 2004. I mean, Ireland did an absolutely wonderful thing in 2018, and there were advocates long before my time, and I stand on their shoulders, who fought long and hard to have the United Nations Convention on the Rights of People with Disabilities to be ratified. And that has really set the tone again for us as a nation. It was a seminal moment for disabled people. And the UNCRPD says that without exception, there should be inclusive education for children. And the EPSON Act allows for a lot of exceptions to that. The EPSON Act has language like, well, where appropriate or if possible. But we need to see that without exception, no matter what support needs a child might happen to have, that they should have the right to go to their local school with their siblings and the children in their estate.
And to what extent is that happening? Because I know you have said in the past that children, this point you're making now, should be able to go to their local school. They should be educated alongside their peers, whether they need a lot of support or whether they need a little support. Are we failing in that?
We absolutely are. I mean, there are some schools that support all children in the community, and those schools are hubs and are absolutely vindicating children's rights every day of the week. But in a lot of cases, and the families that we hear from, I'll just give you an example. We have a dad, John, who's in regular contact with us. Last summer, he applied to 30 schools for his child who happens to have an intellectual disability. And he only heard in August where his child would be going to school. I mean, that's just unacceptable in 2022. Families should not have to go through that process. We wouldn't accept it for a child without a disability. I mean, there would be absolute uproar, for example, if a child without a disability was travelling an hour and a half to get to their school and to access their right to education. But that's happening for disabled children every day of the week.
Are you aware to what extent it's happening? How many Johns, how many children are out there either still waiting on places or getting places long after they should have received a place in school?
Well, unfortunately, that's part of the problem. There's very little data around that. So we hear the stories every day of the week on the phone lines, and we see it in the papers and in the media, and we interact with people all the time. But I mean, there are thousands of children that is without a doubt, who are not going to their local school, who are travelling long distances to access the right to education, and that is absolutely unacceptable.
Does everything now have to wait on this review? Does everything have to wait until this public consultation has taken place? Or are there practical steps that the minister is not taking at the moment that she should be taking?
No, we cannot wait for this review to happen, because there's children now waiting to hear about their school places for next year, and that's unacceptable. So I do know that the National Council for Special Education are trying to put plans in place so that we don't have another summer like we had last summer, where there were multiple children waiting to hear about where they'd be going to school. So I know that there are plans afoot in the background, and we cannot wait for the legislation to be reviewed, because those children cannot wait to access those rights. So things need to move, and things need to move fast. The other thing about the EPSON Act, parts of it were never commenced, and that is a big consideration as well. So when we're moving into this consultation process, that needs to be looked at very carefully. So for example, and this goes back to the myths around inclusive education, the EPSON Act actually allowed for an individual assessment of a child's educational needs and the supports that that child might happen to need, yeah, to access their rights, and that has never been commenced. Okay. And we really need to move in that direction towards a more individualised model of supports for children.
All right, questions for Minister Josepha Madigan, who is with us later on in the programme. For now, Dervil McDonough, thank you very much indeed.